Gone at last, we are part of the media church with the Jimmy Swaggart Ministry. Here's Jimmy singing, "My sins are gone at last." Sing, Jimmy. Surprisingly enough, there are millions of people today on this earth that is still having identity problems with who Jesus is. Well, I know because I preach Jesus. I have communication with people who doubt who he is. Even as hard as we try to get them to go to the King James Bible and study it for themselves. I want to reveal some scriptures to you today as I minister to you on this theme. Jesus Christ is God. Here is the message.
Ask my brother to share 1 Timothy with me.
1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. In the King James Version, it reads, "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness."
Mm-hmm.
God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory.
Can the church say, "Praise the Lord"?
Praise the Lord.
You can be seated. My theme for you this morning is, Jesus is God. You ain't gonna hear too much of this kind of preaching. Jesus is is God, not was. He is. Amen? That word, without controversy, carries a lot of weight. In other words, let not you and I be confused and arguing about this statement. No controversy. No arguing and bickering over truth within Scripture. The word mystery is an unknown statement that many cannot understand about Jesus. It's a mystery. And I might even say that if you have not been born again, there is no way by your mental understanding that you can comprehend who God is. Can't do it by your own intellect. I talked with another Jehovah's Witness. When you come to my door, you're going to hear about Jesus. Amen. And matter of fact, he came to my door and we began to talk about Jesus, who he was. And he could not understand for nothing. How could Jesus leave this earth and then send back the Holy Spirit? He couldn't understand that. And I was telling him, I said, brother, if you don't believe in God, the Holy Spirit, you don't understand God. If you don't believe in the Holy Ghost, you're without hope. Amen? And I said, you will never understand these scriptures until you get to know God personally. And that you have to learn and get through and by the Holy Spirit. For the Bible says the Holy Spirit comes to lead you, to guide you, and to teach you into all truth. The Bible can teach you a little bit. It ain't like the Holy Ghost. Pastor can teach you a little bit, but it ain't like the Holy Spirit. The apostle can teach you a little bit, but it has no match with the teaching of the Holy Spirit. Amen? It verifies. The Holy Ghost will verify everything that is said. Somebody come up with an error, it's going to correct. The Holy Spirit will correct. Amen? Somebody come up with an error concerning who God is. Huh? I said, Jesus Christ is God. Well, let's go to some more scriptures, see if we prove what we're talking about. I'm going to ask my brother to read Isaiah 9:6. Isaiah 9:6.
Okay, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. In the King James Version, we'll read that. And the Word of God says, for unto us,
unto us,
a child is born.
A child is born.
Unto us,
unto us,
a son is given.
A son is given.
And the government,
and the government,
shall be upon his
shoulder. Shall be upon his shoulder.
And his name shall be called Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Counselor.
Counselor.
The Mighty God.
The Mighty God. Hold it. He's a wonderful counselor. Talking about Jesus. Isaiah prophesied about Jesus here 2,000 years before he got here. Huh? He wasn't called Jesus in the Old Testament, but he was called Lord and God and Jehovah. Same God, same Lord. They can't understand why Jesus comes and was talking about God as though he was talking about himself, and he was. Huh? And the disciples, some of them, and the Sadducees and the Pharisees was always trying to trip him up. But they could find a way to crucify him. Look at this man. He's blasphemous. He's talking about he's God. He said, if you seen me, you seen the Father. He's blaspheming. He's going around talking about I and the Father are one. Who is this man? Are you claiming to be Jesus? God in the flesh? Jesus said, I am. I am. Huh? Lord Jesus. Wonderful Counselor. The mighty God. I'm talking about Jesus. Long before he got here. Come on. In Genesis 3. Remember the scripture when he said, he's going to bruise your heels, he's going to bruise your head? Talking about Jesus. Long before he got here. And he did just that. He got that devil.
Yeah.
That devil trouble.
Right.
He brought an end to everything he was doing. Out there on the cross. Huh? Somebody go to St. John. Chapter 1, verse 1. Now we're going to read down through
4.
I'm going to interfere with you as you read there because it's an important information there. Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead, sir.
John chapter 1 in the King James Version.
Uh-huh.
In the beginning was the Word. And without him was not anything made.
And nothing's going to be made. Nothing. Without him, ain't nothing going to be made. Man thinks he's created stuff. Man ain't created nothing. He made some stuff that God created. Come on.
That was made.
All man can do, he can make from what God created. See, God took nothing and made something.
All right.
I said, God took nothing and made something. Go ahead, son.
In him was life.
In him?
And the life was the light of men.
But the light of men. Go ahead.
And the light shineth in darkness. And the
light
darkness.
Shine. Bam, it hit the darkness. And when that light hit the darkness, things had to light up. Go ahead, son.
And the darkness comprehended it not.
They couldn't understand it. Couldn't comprehend. Huh? The mystery here. Go ahead.
There was a man sent from God.
Uh-huh.
Whose name was John.
All right.
The same came for a witness.
Mm-hmm.
To bear witness of the light.
Yes, he did.
That all men through him might believe.
What verse are you on?
I'm on verse 7.
Go ahead.
Verse 8 says, he was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light.
Of Jesus, the light of the world. Go ahead, John.
Verse 9, that was the true light.
The true light.
Which lighteth every man
that
cometh into the world.
Every man. that conceived that is born of a woman. That light's going to hit that person. Everybody's going to know who Jesus is. Whether they accept him or not, that's a different thing. Go ahead, son.
Verse 10, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not.
Hold it now. My Bible says Jesus created and made this world. If Jesus were not God, as men believe, how could he create the world? I said Jesus is God. No more to forget that thing. Jesus is God. And like I said earlier, a lot of phrase, scary preachers, so-called preachers, that won't manifest this gospel about Jesus. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men. I'm not just talking about lifting them up on the cross. I'm talking about standing here in a pulpit and let people know who he is. He is God Almighty, all by himself. Go ahead, preacher.
He came unto his own, and his own received him not.
They just, the disciples didn't want to believe who he was. Sadducees and Pharisees didn't want to believe who he was. There were some places he couldn't even go and preach because they disbelieved so badly. Go ahead on.
But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name.
What does verse 14 say?
Verse 14 says, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us.
We said early on that the word was who?
Jesus.
Who came in the flesh?
Jesus.
The word was made flesh. Jesus, God himself, came down through 40 and two generations, wrapped himself up in the flesh, came down to die for you and I. To die for the old rank like me. That I might have the right to eternal life. He's God. He is God all by himself. Don't need nobody's help. Glory, hallelujah. I heard him say, by my stripes, you were healed. To me, that's already done. That's mean I don't go around claiming no diseases. Because he said, I already done it for you. Doctor said, Brother Boy, you got diabetes. That's what I do. I ain't claimed it to the day. Eat what I want to eat anytime I want, as long as I do it right. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The world was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory. The glory of the only begotten Son of God. Who is Jesus?
Pouring out the oil and wine all over me.
Sweet, sweet. Brother Jimmy Swaggart singing for us right here. That sweet anointing. Again, we are with the MEGA Church, the Media Church from Jimmy Swaggart Ministry in support of his worldwide outreach gospel throughout the world. Yes, we are part of that today, and I'm so glad about it, that we can help through our ministry reach the world for the Jimmy Swaggart Worldwide Ministry. Here he is singing Sweet Anointing, Jimmy Swaggart.
Just the touch of the hand. we lift our hands unto the Heavenly Father. Send forth rain upon this dry, this thirsty.
Take care of yourselves. Until the next time, may God continue to bless you, is my prayer. Tell a friend about Jesus Christ,
all our sin,
the Savior of the world. God bless.
Please forgive. Give us life that we may start to live. Let us feel